Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Jacksonville, down to Duval, where Gator Dave is located. Dave, has there been a Urban Meyer sighting? Is he coming out and allowing reporters to talk to him?
Only on Zoom and stuff, Bill. That's all that's really going on. But a lot of excitement.
I bet
here in Duval, and you know, time will tell if it was the right hire. I think it's. For everything that this NFL team, the Jaguars, have went through, heck, you know, they haven't been a consistent playoff threat since 2006, 2007. You know, that area when it had David Garrard leading the charge, and you know, Jack Del Rio being the head coach there, and they had the blip in the AFC Championship game a couple years ago, got beat by the Patriots, but. Just been toward the bottom of the NFL, and now you know, it's an intriguing hire with Urban Meyer. At least they're somewhat thinking outside the box a bit and not going with the retread, rehire that you see oh so much in the NFL. And you know, it's been in the works. I was hearing the rumblings the final Sunday of the NFL season that it was looking likely that Meyer would have high interest in the job. And I mean, I tell you what, Bill, I mean, it's interesting to see because the way he did it in college, you know, he's not like Dan Mullen where he's so ingrained into the play calling and calling plays on game day. He is a guy who surrounds himself with the, you know, some of the best staff possible to put around him. And a lot of the NFL has done that same way. Now, you still have your Andy Reid's, and, you know, he'd be going to his second straight Super Bowl, and he calls plays for the Chiefs there. But, you know, Meyer just surrounds himself with good, talented staff. And I think that way can work in the NFL. And, you know, he's not an NFL guy, so he's going to need some NFL guys around him that I think can, you know, help the process along the way. They got some good young talent, and you know they'll be getting Trevor Lawrence with the first pick in this year's NFL draft. So, you know, Bill, time will tell if it's the right hire, but I definitely think it was the most intriguing hire. And you know, I do give credit for at least trying something a bit different, because I think that's what it's going to take. I think that's what it's going to take to kind of change the landscape of the NFL a little bit. And you know, kudos to the Jaguars for trying something different.
You just touched on where I wanted to go next. Is it an absolute foregone conclusion that Trevor Lawrence goes number one to them?
Yeah, Bill, I think so. I do think you'll get ESPN and NFL Network trying to just create some drama just because they'll need to for maybe some ratings or just a talking point. And I'll listen to it a little bit, only because of Urban Meyer's history with Justin Fields. I think you know, you can kind of go by that. You know, their time at Ohio State kind of, you know, didn't really crisscross all that much there. You know, Ryan Day was there, but through recruiting, knowing who Justin Fields is, but you know, Meyer's been on camera enough to say back in this past college football season where Trevor Lawrence is, you know, just how much of a highly rated draft pick he'll be, how good of a college football player he was. And to me, there's no doubt in my mind that Trevor Lawrence will be the first pick. People will try and create some drama just for the sake of creating drama, but when the draft comes around, it's going to be Trevor Lawrence's name called for the Jaguars.
You imagine your city If Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence are successful, they'll be rock stars forever.
Bill, it's been, you know, forever. I mean, you go to Jaguar games in the mid to late 90s when they were a team that was winning, and I mean, it was an exciting culture to go to that. So, look, it's a football city. You know, Florida Georgia's here every year. Gainesville's right down the road. Athens isn't that far away. Tallahassee's not that far away. You know, this city loves their football. They love their college football, and now you're going to get a coach who's won pretty much everywhere he's been in college football, and a quarterback who's coming out of college, you know, thought to be one of the best prospects ever when he was a high school recruit. There's plenty of excitement to build with a head coach and a quarterback, you know, a head coach that garners the spotlight and a quarterback that will bring the spotlight. So, yeah, if they win, Bill, it's a marriage you can see lasting for a pretty long time.
Let's get onto the Gators football. Was it you that projected the defense? Was that you that tweeted that out within the last 24, 36 hours?
What was that, Bill Holmes? We did our defensive preview show last night.
Yes, okay.
On Gators Breakdown. Last week we did the offense. We did kind of just seeing what we think of the team coming into 2021 with an early preview. So we did the offense last week, defense. We recorded that last night, and been a lot of change. We can highlight it here. Everybody else can listen to you in more depth there. But Florida's bringing in some help at defensive tackle. They needed it. T.J. Slayton or Tadarrell Slayton, Kyrie Campbell will be going on to the NFL draft. And now Florida hits the transfer portal really, really hard. Antonio Shelton from Penn State, Daquan Newkirk from Auburn are going to come in and be instant impact players at the defensive tackle spot. Both were starters there for their previous schools. And Shelton's kind of that hype man for Penn State. He produced as well, played a lot of football there in the Big Ten. I think the thing he can bring is just some emotional leadership that Florida was missing so much of last year. And Newkirk for Auburn, Bill, he played running back in high school and now plays defensive tackle. He had to go the JUCO route before he ended up at Auburn. Missed the first couple seasons at Auburn with two different Achilles injuries. Finally played his first full season this past year. And I think in the Tennessee game, he had six tackles in that game. So, you know, Florida's getting some proven production at defensive tackle. And I'm not going to sit here and say they'll come in to be all SEC type of players, but Florida needed numbers. Florida needed depth. And they got some pretty good quality here to pair along with Gervin Dexter, the big five-star that played as a true freshman last year, Bill. And then the big hires that Florida made in the last couple of weeks as well. Weston McGriff from Auburn, he'll be coaching the safeties. And then the news came out late last week, Jules Montanar, he was the recruiting coordinator, cornerback coach at USF, now going to have those same roles at Florida. He was a grad assistant under Saban and Kirby Smart at Alabama. And then Jeff Scott was able to hire him away from Georgia last year to be the recruiting coordinator and cornerbacks coach at USF. So he's been around some guys who know how to recruit, are recruiting behemoths, and he's going to be the recruiting coordinator for Florida now. So I think, you know, Dan Mullen wanted this young, energetic, not a retread, not a rehire. There wanted a guy who would go kind of kill it on the trail, and you know, didn't make a move with Todd Grantham, Bill. That's the move I think most Gator fans wanted to see. Out goes Torian Gray, out goes Ryan English, in come these two new coaches. So a lot of changes, a lot of new faces will be on this Florida defense that was oh so disappointing in 2020.
Gator Dave with us. Gators Breakdown, the podcast. We'll let you know how you can get your hands on that podcast. Does Anthony Richardson have a legit shot at the Emory Jones quarterback position?
There is some reservation, Bill. I don't think so, given Mullen's history of just kind of sticking with the most experienced quarterback. Emory Jones has been in the system now for 3 years. I look at it in a way, if Anthony Richardson does become the guy, you hope it's for the reason that he went out there and proved it and was just so good that you couldn't keep him off the field. kind of like Trevor Lawrence as a freshman back in the day, where they just, you know, they just had to make that move to make their team better. They knew their ceiling was a lot higher by putting him at quarterback. It may take some lumps, you know, at the beginning, but by the time the season, toward the end of the season, you know your ceiling is a whole lot higher. Can I see that scenario playing out possibly with Anthony Richardson? But I just think there's too much history with Dan Mullen to say he's going to throw the younger quarterback out there and ride the wave with that, and especially given how long Emory Jones has been in the program as well. I do think we'll see him. I do think you can kind of save Emory Jones from taking so many hits on those, you know, third and short type of runs where you can bring the battering ram in that Anthony Richardson's in. But I will say, Bill, I won't be surprised if he somehow ends up being the guy at some point in the season, just because of, you know, the size, his stature, his ability that he can bring to the table. And if he is out there, I think it would be more of a point, as I said, that he went out there and proved it, that he should be the guy, not so much that Emory Jones isn't the guy. But if I had to predict, I think I'll go with Emory Jones being the starter and pretty much being the starter the rest of the season.
Leave me with this question for you regarding Gator fans. When it comes to entertainment value, where would Gator fans rank Vol Twitter during a football coaching search?
I think pretty high up there. You know, as we've talked about, you know, how the rivalry has kind of fallen by the wayside between the two schools a bit, just because of Florida's recent domination in it. But I still see plenty of memes. I still see plenty of back and forth between between Gator fans and Tennessee fans. And Bill, I'll tell you what, it hit an all-time high with that the McDonald's story last week. And the amount of memes and the amount of jokes that were just flying left and right.
You know what? It's the equivalent of the shark story at Florida.
It's equal. Yes.
Amazing.
That's the fun part of college football. You know, hopefully, you know, some people, you know that it's fun. You know, don't take it too far, don't take it too serious. But you know, that lets me know, you know, that it's still a rivalry somewhat, even though the results on the field probably say it shouldn't be so much, but there's still so much back and forth between Florida and Tennessee fans leading up to a season, and it kind of hit a peak last week with the firing of Jeremy Pruitt in the McDonald's story.
Okay, we're short here, but Clay, big Vandy fan, says ask Dave about Florida baseball and all the hype for the season coming up, because Vanderbilt, Florida, a lot of teams ranked high, but Florida right now in the one slot in the preseason.
Yeah, Bill, I've been reading a little bit of previews here. I'll make it quick because I know we've hit on it a little bit too. A lot of people are calling this Florida's most well-rounded team that Kevin O'Sullivan has had. Pitching, hitting, a lot of prospects. They've recruited so well in the recent years. They're building that roster. They're stacking talent on talent. And, you know, the SEC, you know, they'll bring it. They'll bring it for Florida. So Florida will prove it. You know, Florida will have to prove it during the season against a pretty tough schedule where they play teams like Vandy, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Georgia, that will bring plenty to the table as well.
Gators breakdown on every platform out there, right? So that's how people can find it. Go anywhere and you'll find it. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, bro.
Appreciate it very much. There's the music. Yeah, we're first 2 hours beginning Monday. These breaks are going to be in the same slot just to sync everybody up. Hour number 3 is different. Anyways, we'll be right back.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase out here on 24 coming out of Rutherford County up through the Hickory Hollow area. It's busy, but it's moving, even though we had that wreck on 65 coming down through Madison. It was just before you get to Trinity Lane. That's not going to surprise anybody. State Route 45 at Archwood Drive. That's a wreck over in Madison that did have some injuries. 40 eastbound off-ramp at OHB over in Hermitage. Two cars tangled up there. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies will be hosting Sleep with the Sharks March 27th. All the details at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You know, with most of the college football season over and done with, my buddy James Warren, who I went to BGA with and now owns Sir Speedy of Music City, he turned out to be right. My picks this year stunk.
So, George, I've learned if I want to quit losing money, I quit listening to the Gifts for the People.
Thank you.
There's no better way to say that. But if you do want a sure bet, come to Sir Speedy Music City for your print, your sign, all your mailing services. You'll always win.
And so while you're not a big fan of Gifts to the People, you think there are some sure bets out there. So give people some particulars.
Without a doubt, you can get us at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. Our phone is 615-832-9511 or print at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And by the way, in spite of the lack of support, there will be Gifts to the People in the near future.
When you're Middle Tennessee's community bank, you have a greater responsibility than just offering a menu of smart financial services. You make it your mission to know your neighbors and meet their needs, and you invest in the people around you, from the new family to the small business. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we're proud to be the kind of institution that's always working to make our great community even greater. Thank you for supporting us in our efforts to serve, give, and grow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
And I'm Coach Tom Hodges.
Join us Saturday mornings 9 for the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Hall.
It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high schools to colleges to the NBA.
It opens with our starting five topics, followed by the two-man week.
The slowest fast-break in radio and features the U.S. Army Legend of the Week.
The shoot-around is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, Budmore State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Restaurante, High Valley Conference, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill, and Sam's Sports Place.
That's the shoot-around every Saturday morning at 9.
Right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
It's Tuesday, hour number two, and I have not mentioned Michigan yet. We've had a lot to get to. I should have mentioned it earlier, though. Michigan, what, over the weekend announced, and this was above them. This wasn't the university, per se, or the athletic department, but they're shutting down athletics across the board for 2 weeks. They found a positive test on the new, quote, variant of the virus, and I believe it was the state. You guys can correct me now. Basically issued an edict for them. Now, it did not affect East Lansing, didn't affect Michigan State, but for Michigan, they shut them down for 2 weeks. That includes basketball and all the other winter sports, which is tough. Now, I'll give Michigan. I know you Buckeyes don't want to give them anything. I get it. I'll give Michigan some credit. The athletic department, they are pleading, let us play. We ought to be able to play. We can do this. We can do this with safety precautions in place. Let us play. You know how I always talk about coaches want to coach? Perry Mason gets irritated with it, too. He thinks it ought to go on the verboten list. It will not go on the verboten list. Players want to play. Perry Mason can agree with that. Players want to play. Student-athletes want to play their sport. They want to be out there. Now, I'm not saying take a person who's infected, throw them in the huddle with you, and let them play, too. But we know you can circumnavigate this and play and do it successfully. Michigan basketball team's a really good team this year, too. So I'm sure, and I can't speak for all the winter sports at Michigan, but in particular, Juwan Howard's team has had a very good year. And I am sure, I am positive, they want to be out there doing what they do, playing basketball, having fun. Basketball, is basketball the most fun sport? Now, again, don't misunderstand popular. It's not the most popular sport. Is it the most fun sport? Because almost anybody and everybody wants to go out, even if it's your local court there in your neighborhood where everybody goes. Or maybe it's in your driveway. Or maybe it's at your church or the gym you go to. People love to go and just pick it up and play basketball. And most everybody that does that isn't any good at it. But they love it. You don't see that with football. Football's more popular. And, yeah, you'll drive by a field and you'll see people playing some pickup football. Everybody out there in shorts and T-shirts, and they line up, and you go out for passes, and you play backyard ball. You see that, but not like basketball, right? Basketball's more fun just to pick it up and do it, right? Now, I love football first and foremost, but basketball's the ultimate. Let's go out here and find some dudes and let's go play, right? Tons of people love doing that. And it doesn't have to be in any particular season. Doesn't matter what time of year it is. People enjoy that. It's fun. And I am sure these folks at Michigan are dying to get out there. So they are pleading. They're sending out letters. And you can see it on Twitter. It's everywhere. I'm pulling for them. Jai says, Bill, TTUN did not want to play in December. They were scared of getting that A double dollar sign whooped. Well, now, I agree with you there. Yeah, the football program, I don't care what anybody tells me. And I'm sure that they had their share of positive cases and concerns and all that. I'm not suggesting otherwise. But I think, like we talked about during the season, some schools used this to get out of whoopings. There's no doubt in my mind that happened. And I think Michigan was one of them. I mean, Michigan could either play those games, line up against Ohio State. The Ohio State-Michigan game would have been another annihilation for the resume. I don't think Harbaugh, and again, nobody would admit it. I don't blame him. Or anybody else. Harbaugh or anybody else wanted any part of that. I agree with Josh on that. But in this case, the winter sports and the basketball team, they want to play. Yeah, I don't think this particular group, Juwan Howard's group, part of the most celebrated freshman class in history, Juwan Howard, Chris Webber, Jimmy King, Ray Jackson, and Jalen Rose. I think I got that right. I watched those teams play so much. The Final Four game with Kentucky. Remember that one? Wow. Some memories there, but yeah. Juwan Howard to date's done a pretty good job. Now, I don't watch every dribble. I don't watch every game. Oh, speaking of that, Alabama basketball. No. Don't touch your dial. That was not a mistake by the host on the show. Alabama basketball. Nate Oates. Game number two with the Wildcats tonight. This one's in T-Town. First game in Lexington. Alabama pretty much dominated. They dominated like Nick Saban was on the sideline. Nate Oates, who's got them all excited at Alabama about hoop. Now, again, hoop does not equal anything near football, but Alabama's the best team in the league. The SEC isn't very good in basketball this year. Tennessee has collapsed. Yeah, regular season Rick is not even overseeing a team that right now looks good in the, ready, regular season. Regular season Rick. I thought that's where his PhD was. Brandon, as in Gator Brandon. Bill, put Michigan in the same boat as FSU. They ducked
so much that they should be quacking. Wow. Now, FSU hoop. Those dudes are balling right now under Coach Leonard Hamilton. They are playing very, very well. That's a team that has a chance to do some damage in the NCAA tournament, some significant damage. Leonard Hamilton, I go back to Leonard Hamilton when he was on Joby Hall's staff. Now again, back in the day at Kentucky in the 70s, Leonard Hamilton was thought to be, at least rumored to be, one of the guys that went out and recruited and got all the really good players, was among others. Kentucky obviously can recruit itself, but they went into, what, Bristol, Tennessee, and got Derek Ward. He was a first-team All-American. They went into Pennsylvania, got Sam Bowie. He was the second-ranked player in that class, class of 79. The first-ranked player was Ralph Sampson. And they almost played together at Kentucky. And they went, they got Dirk Minifield and Lexington. They got Charles Hurt. It's a very celebrated freshman class, too. That was a class of 79. But Leonard Hamilton was, for a while there with Joby Hall, a significant member. And then he started getting job. I think, what was his first gig? Oklahoma State, I think it was, to be a head coach. So he branched out on his own after that. But he's doing a very good job down there, too. All right, one more, and then I'll get a call. West Coast Sooner. Bill, the new Vol AD is going to have to take a lot of crap if it's not a big-name hire. And no big names want to go there right now. He is stuck in a rut. I personally don't think he has the balls to bring back Baby Kiff. The Lawrence kid, the safety from here, from Innsworth, four-star recruit who played as a freshman at Tennessee, also has selected Oklahoma. So now they've got two former Vols. Wanye Morris, five-star left tackle in recruiting. Played 2 years, started significantly for those 2 years at Tennessee. And now the Lawrence kid out of Innsworth. I saw the number. Somebody posted it. Tennessee has at least, or had or has, 23 people in the portal. And the he-gone gateway. So whoever gets that gig better start begging. it's unraveling. I do think whoever the new guy is, they can always rally the troops. It happens anywhere. You always get that initial rally the troops mentality. Everybody's going to buy in and all that. And then the dust settles and you're left with, well, let's go, but we're limited. It's going to be interesting. Down to the aforementioned T-Town. What's up, Tom?
How you doing, Mr. Bill?
We are well. Thank you.
Good. Well, today is a sad day for all of college football. Today is the marks the 38th year that Coach Bryant passed away.
Like January I've said 26. On the show, I was in microbiology class when somebody walked in and heard it on the radio that he had passed away. I remember exactly where I was. I remember the room. I remember the setting in the room. That's how profound that was.
Yeah, I worked third shift on a job back home back in Pennsylvania, and I came down the steps. The mom greeted me, and she said, well, you're not going to like to hear the news that they just said on TV that Coach Bryant's in the hospital. So I naturally was flicking around all the channels and then just stayed with it until the announcement was made. And so that was very disappointing. But
yep. I didn't know today was that day. Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up. Now, here's a – I don't know if this is true or not, but is it true that he was getting ready to go on a trip to Vegas when he fell sick?
I'm not sure if I knew that or not.
You know, Bear had his vices, so I don't know if that's – I've heard that from good people, though. Let me put it that way.
I never met him, but I had the pleasure and the opportunity to meet a lot of his assistants, and you know, a lot of them, you know, I love them all, like Mr. Clem Griska, Mr. Mal Moore, Coach Dawlins I met.
Ken Donahue?
My favorite one. Well, I never had the chance to meet him. Did you?
Yes, because remember, he ended up at Tennessee.
Yeah. And I think my favorite one of all was Mr. Larry Dude Hennessy.
Yeah, and I never met him.
Close to a break, but I'll tell you a funny story. Another fine man that played in 1940s here in Alabama passed away at the age of 101, Mr. Don Sauls. You remember that name?
I absolutely remember Dude Hennessy. I do not remember Don Sauls, no.
But he told me right after Coach Hennessy passed away, I'd worked at the mall and went down to Chick-fil-A for breakfast before I opened up. And I said, well, we lost a good one because the Tuscaloosa News had a terrific article on Dude. And he says, come here, Tom. He says, I want to tell you two quick stories about Dude. He says, you know, Dude played for Coach Bryant at Kentucky. He said the one game he come out of the game, his hands were and knuckles were all bloodied and bleeding bad and stuff. He said a few minutes later, Coach Bryant hollered, Hennessy, get back in there. You don't run on your hands.
I can imagine.
The second one was towards the last of Coach Bryant's career, Coach Hennessy was like a confidant. And wherever events that Coach Bryant was at, and if he had another one scheduled to be at, he wanted to get him there on time, so he would always push to hurry him along to get there. And so he says, you know, Coach Bryant would always stop, want to talk people, sign autographs, take pictures. So Coach Bryant hollers, dude, come here, I want you to shake one more hand. He said, this is John Wayne.
Oh, man. That's pretty strong. Wow.
I'll let you go, my friend. Are you going to catch any of the Tide and the Cats tonight?
My plan is, unless I get thrown off. But, yes, I'll probably check that out. Yeah. Appreciate
good
it, bud.
Talking to you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call down there in lovely, the aforementioned T-Town. A little later, Griff will be with us about if his phone call that starts at the top of the next hour goes accordingly, then we'll get him on time at 20. If not, we'll push it back. We're easily maneuverable, right? Not a worry at all there. 615-844-5600. I love those little stories. First Bama coach I ever met was Ray Perkins. And I wasn't in this business. I was just, they came to town and it was an alumni thing and he was speaking and my dad said, let's go. I didn't even know my dad would be interested. He just said, let's go over to Maryland Farms, which is Brentwood, which is where our studios used to be, right over there. And Perkins is a pretty good speaker. It's when he just got to Alabama in the early 80s. All right, we'll take the break. Coming right back. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic volume was a little bit slow earlier on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane from that earlier wreck. That's actually looking a little bit better through there. Here comes that traffic now on 24 eastbound in from Jolton up by White's Creek Pike. Behind it, you got all that traffic in from Clarksville. That's moving up through there. Let's keep it that way. State Route 45 at Archwood. That's a wreck over in Madison. And traffic flow on the increase 109 there in Wilson County headed up towards the interstate. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies will be hosting Sleep of the Sharks March 27th. All the details at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, JodyJonesDDS.com.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny, high 64. Partly cloudy tonight, low 37. Partly sunny with a chance of showers tomorrow, high 46. Chance of showers and mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 27. Utilizing the resource of the Weatherbug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
Rob up in Ohio says, Bill, stop carrying the water for Bama basketball. They've beaten one ranked team. The SEC is soft in basketball. They have no idea what a tough schedule is, like the brutal B1G gauntlet. Well, the SEC is not a very good league. Alabama's a good team. The SEC cannot be anywhere near what they need to be if Kentucky's not what they should be. And Kentucky right now is a big mess. Now, they just played a pretty good game against LSU. Now, I don't know what that equals because LSU doesn't play a lick of defense. And they don't look very well coached right now either. But so the point is you don't know what you're getting next with Kentucky, but so far they've lost nine games. I mean, that's a three-year stretch where Kentucky may lose nine games, right? It's been kind of rough. Josh, up in London. Bill, if Urban Meyer got the Vols job right now, could he go 9-3, maybe 10-2 next year? Only Josh. Only Josh with that question. No. Urban would look around and say, what a bleeping. I'm telling you, there'd be lots of profanity. What a bleeping mess I just walked into. No. Nick Saban would walk into the Tennessee job next year and say, oh, my God. What are we doing here? Did Jimmy Sexton really just talk me into this? Because he's a Vol. Jimmy's a VFL. No. No. If Bear Bryant, if Vince Lombardi came back and took Tennessee's job for 21, they would say, what in the hell is this disaster I'm looking at? That's what they would say. Probably it'd be more profane than that. Speaking of Josh, months back I was talking to him about a stock or two, and I told him Party City, you know the store? Josh got in, I think he told me, at 68 cents. It's in the sevens right now. Still got it. Josh is up over 1,000% on that little ditty. Good for him, man. Now, I probably helped him just to facilitate more devil's lettuce, but that's his business, right? That's his business, not mine. Now, here's a rumor. We as long as we identify rumor that AMC, now AMC, the movie theaters, has about doubled in the last week or two. It's in the twos now. It's in the high fours. And you know, I was talking about GameStop, GME, and the Hooders, the Robin Hooders, the youth of America attacked Citron, a well-known shorter, and bullied them into a short squeeze. It took no telling how much muscle to do it. They did it. The Citron's going to fight back. But the rumor is that the Hooters' next target is AMC to make it parabolic. Now, again, that's a rumor. But they've got all these new folks who have flooded the marketplace, and they're all in that 18 to 22, 24, 25 range-ish, you know, mainly. That demographic, they are wreaking havoc. It's funny. No, I'm not complaining. It's funny. It's making the market volatile as heck, which is good if you're on the right side of the volatility. If you're not, it's bad. For a lot of people, it's bad. But I'm enjoying it. I love it. More power to you, Hooders out there. I endorse you. Keep it up. No, Urban Meyer would not go 9-3, 10-2. I love the question, though. Gary Joe Collins, Bill, and he's a Kentucky fan. The Coyotes, and again, he spells it Coyotes, are getting ready to go down to Tuscaloosa to get skull dragged. Well, I better strap it on. Because Nate Oates and company, they love to play ball, man, and they play full court, and they have a blast doing it. They chuck up threes. That's a very fun brand to watch. I love that style of ball. I do not like basketball that's half court, grind it out. Now, sometimes you get in those games. I'm not saying those games don't exist. They're everywhere. I don't like that as the preferred style, though. It's boring as all get out. Coach's hot seat, checking in from Tahoe this morning. Bill, best available coaches to take the Tennessee job in order. Number one, Hugh Freeze. Number two, Jamie Chadwell. Number three, Bill Clark. This is Coach's Hot Seat list. Number four, Billy Napier. Number five, Lance Leopold. I've heard people say Leopold because that's what you're used to calling that name. It's, in this case, it's pronounced Leopold. And number six, he says, Josh Heupel. He says, is Danny White going to hire a guy who's never been a head coach? He says, not likely. He says, if Freeze is out, got to be Chadwell, Clark, or Napier. Just saying. Coach Isazi from Tahoe. I don't know if he's on skis right now when he tweeted. He may be. Tweeting this out while skiing on beautiful Lake Tahoe. I've never been there. Josh says, Bill, I'm actually starting my own devil's lettuce. I'm going to grow my own. Josh, it's too much information. How many times, Josh, have you had to redo your Twitter because they booted you off? Josh is too entertaining, so Twitter boots him off, and then he has to come back. Oh, about once every 2 weeks, Josh will send me a message. Bill, can you follow me? And I'm thinking, I followed you like 10 times already. But I keep following him, nonetheless. Josh up in London, Ohio. Break time, coming right back.
Good morning. Traffic volume was a little bit slow earlier on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane from that earlier wreck. That's actually looking a little bit better through there. Here comes that traffic now on 24 eastbound in from Jolton up by White Creek Pike. Behind it, you got all that traffic in from Clarksville. That's moving up through there. Let's keep it that way. State Route 45 at Archwood. That's a wreck over in Madison. And traffic flow on the increase 109 there in Wilson County headed up towards the interstate. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies will be hosting Sleep of the Sharks March 27th. All the details at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, it's all about the plain old grilled cheese, and I make it a soup and sandwich by adding the tomato basil soup each and every time. You just simply can't go wrong with it. Looking for something else? The pesto bomb will always steer you in the right direction. House-made pesto, spinach, onions, cucumbers, and tomatoes on your choice of bagel. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
When you're Middle Tennessee's community bank, you have a greater responsibility than just offering a menu of smart financial services. You make it your mission to know your neighbors and meet their needs, and you invest in the people around you, from the new family to the small business. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we're proud to be the kind of institution that's always working to make our great community even greater. Thank you for supporting us in our efforts to serve, give, and grow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it. Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Jeff will be with us a little later, hour number three, about 20 minutes in, if everything is on time. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Billis King. We started the show, I was telling you, had some horse problems, throat problems overnight, just a little raw. And I knew this morning, because I'm not one of those people who warms up before the show, does mouth exercises or, you know, speaks. First words I utter are usually when the show begins at 6 Central Time. That's it. So I knew we'd have some rough spots. That first segment, I was a little rough. I kept thinking, I may have to just start gulping water. A little dead air for Crazy Charlie there, but it didn't go that bad. No, we're good. And like I thought, when these problems have happened, usually maybe once a year this happens to me, and it's always dead of winter, right? But it's, at least for now, everything's loosened up. Feel good. Now, I shouldn't mock it, because once I mock it, then the voice guy's going to come down and say, oh, you're getting cocky, Bill. We'll bring the crackling back. So I shouldn't mock it. Crazy Charlie, I was talking there and I didn't hear. Who'd you say we have here? We're going to do it. Keyshawn down in lovely James Brooks territory. Warner Robins, Georgia. Keyshawn, do you go back far enough for James Brooks, or am I dating you some there?
Well, no, I'm only 40 years old. So I went to Warner Robins, and, you know, I got a little SEC ties. My cousin was T-Rob at South Carolina. Me and Jake Form, dad, are best friends. So I know a little bit of I know a lot about the SEC. And my son's an All-American JUCO player who's getting recruited by a lot of SEC schools.
Now, wait a minute. Who is your son?
My son's name is Keyshawn Cobb. He's from Peach County.
And which JUCO is he at right now?
He's at on Northeast Mississippi. He was first team All-American this year and second team last year.
And he is in – so he's at – is that – no, I'm thinking of Northwest Mississippi, which is Senatobia, which is not the same.
Yeah, we lost to them. Yeah, they lost to them in double overtime, and both – that really was the championship game, because they played Gulfstream, and they beat the crap out of Gulfstream in the championship.
Wow. Now, your son – I can't remember. What position is he?
He's a safety, corner safety.
And which schools, which does he have a top five right now you can give us?
Well, right now, as much as this is funny to say, Tennessee, Michigan State, and West Virginia, and Texas Tech.
And now, is he a class of 21 kid? Can he come out this spring or what?
He can come out this spring, but since that, to be honest, the transfer portal is really killing everybody in JUCO.
Right.
Unless you're somebody like my son. So he got a chance to be the number one player. He got a chance to be the number one JUCO defensive back. So he's leaning towards coming back and playing next season, unless he gets the Tennessee offer or let's one of them big offers come on down in, and he's going to probably just slide out there in the spring.
You just said something that's interesting for this audience. The transfer portal is hurting maybe not a known commodity like your son, but your typical JC player who would find a home, you're saying is going to struggle in this new environment.
It is a struggle because, like, I talked to my cousin, Tavares Robinson. He was the defensive coordinator at South Carolina. He was like,
yep,
I can go get a kid that was already in the system and just plug him into my system. Instead of getting a kid, I got to make sure that he knows how to live the college life.
Right.
And like, even for high school recruiting, it's going to be hard coming up, because I can get a kid and plug him in that's already a grown man and that's ready to go. I don't have to develop him as much. He's already know how to come in and be a college kid.
You don't have to speculate on the transfer guy, because you already know what he can do.
You already know what he can do.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good point. That's good. Hey, did I get you off topic? Did you call about something else?
Yeah, I called to throw a name out there, man, for these Tennessee fans, even though I'm a Gator fan and I'm not trying to be biased or anything. I feel like Tennessee need to go in another direction. You guys sold Freeze, Napier, all those guys out there. Those guys like winning, and those guys like bowl games. Tennessee's not going to go to a bowl game. I feel like they should offer T. Martin, who's a Tennessee guy. One, he's been a proven coordinator, and Tennessee is a mess. They need a guy that can come in that's a Tennessee guy that knows the culture, and we all know Tennessee got the craziest fans that believe that they're national championship contenders every year. So why not put a guy in that they know and believe in? And, you know, he got his own street name up there. He's already – that would be the perfect guy that I believe. And it's crazy because I like Kevin Steele because he's recruiting my son heavily, but I just feel like the Tennessee want to do something different. And with us, and, you know, there were 20 coaching vacancies. and I'm not being racist. There was only one African-American coach hired. And I feel like Tennessee needs to be that school because they need to clean it up down there. They need to make a culture change. They need to make a spiritual change. They need to make system changes. And I think T. Martin is the guy that's being overlooked. I feel like he's a great hire. And he's a great guy.
Hey, Keyshawn, here's the music. But, hey, don't be a stranger. Call back, okay? Talk to you soon.
Man.
All right. Appreciate the call, Keyshawn. Down in lovely Warner Robins, GA. They produce some ball players down there now. Of course, they produce ball players all through that state. Hour 3 coming up. If we're on time about 20 minutes in, Griff will be with us. Omni.